goofy politics, and we're going to play Marxist Monopoly! Woohoo!
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for July 2nd, 2018. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Thank you, Janine Fadich, and thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. We're going without training wheels today.
We are. We've already screwed up.
Yes, so, we have. We recorded
but it. But not when where anyone can see or hear.
No. Should we just not even mention it?
Let's not mention that. Let's let them guess as to what we might have done.
Anyway, we're going without our training wheels. And by training wheels, we mean our producer, Brian Altimer. And we're in the booth all by ourselves and with brand new equipment. So I hope we're recording this. And if not, well, then...
Oh, well.
Life's full
then
of...
you'll never know.
Yeah, because you never hear it. So, why don't we just get started, Janine? What do we got?
Okay, DD Wiz says, is Scott Stantis trying to make a connection, he capitalized the con, so conservative,
clever,
between recycling, environmentalism, accepting the science of climate change, and, huh, not eating meat with, drumroll, Marxism? Quick, we need to find out what was in the gray water, or tofu, Stantis has been smoking. Scott, you're not supposed to smoke it. To which TW Clicks also said, insightful comment, DD Wiz. Thanks. Stantis is foolish in the extreme. This shows how woefully out of touch he is to suggest in this narrative that there is no middle ground between Marxism and the regressives under Trump is just plain wrong on the facts. Is he suggesting that all those who oppose Trump sympathize with Marxists or are vegans or enjoy tofu? What an idiotic notion.
Well, I would say a lot of people who oppose him do, but there's a lot of us who are conservatives or you know, on the right who disagree with him to the extreme. Am I foolish to the extreme? Am I? Jane, you've lived with
I
me
don't
for...
think so. Plus, it's a comic strip, and this is satire, which means you exaggerate. You certainly don't believe that everybody who doesn't like Trump, who isn't... or your conservative is a Marxist.
Right. And we would use gray water if we could.
We would, and we eat tofu, and...
We're kind of vegetarians.
We recycle and do all that kind of stuff. We're flexitarians, yes.
Flexitarians. Doesn't that sound fancy? But that's
it
just a lazy... That's like a really lazy vegetarian.
It is.
when people ask us out for dinner or ask us to their homes, we don't bring our own food or...
And we do when we go out eat meat sometimes. We just don't generally eat it at home.
Yeah. We try to stay healthy. We have like cauliflower rice, which is yummy, by the way, and works great and has a fraction of the calories of regular rice and the starch. And we're at that age where starch is a bad thing.
I know. It's not fair because it's so good.
I know. I love starch and fatty stuff. And frankly, I like meat once in a while. When Janine's not around, I go out and get a burger. Just like a big, thick, drippy burger. Anyway, okay. What else? Who else we got? What else we got?
Oh, well, Robin Hod stuck up for you.
Robin Hod.
Robin
I love
Hod.
It. H-O-D.
Yes. Says, why do so many commenters on this board feel a need to attack, insult, and demand that he only write strips that agree with your own point of view? This is a comic strip, and Scott Stantis owes nothing to anyone and is free to write about any subject he wishes without your name-calling and contempt. Which, do we agree? Name-calling isn't good, but... You can contempt.
Yeah,
you
contempt.
Want.
Yeah, that's in the Constitution.
Yeah. Freedom of contempt.
Yes, the freedom of contempt. Not freedom from contempt, people, just so you know. Robin, thank you for sticking up. I mean, there's things. I've been making fun of the right, and especially Trump supporters, a lot over the last few months. I mean, a ton, because I'm a never Trump Republican. It's just what I am. And so, I would ask this question. I'm going to take a moment to pause for a moment and ask you, the listeners, and to send us a note through pricklycity@gmail.com or leave it on the comments section at GoComic site. But I'm dying to know if you think, I saw a meme, and I've been considering this a lot over the last week. It said you can either be conservative or support Trump. You can't be both. And I want to know if you think this is true. For me, it really hit home because I see Trump as reprehensible, repulsive, brutish, bullying, inarticulate, everything that I find wrong. But I also, but he also things like trade and tariffs. I happen to believe in free trade. And this is what shocks me is that people who like overfly, that some people on the coast call flyover country and they don't mean it in a nice way. But those people go to Walmart, for instance, and they buy a bucket. And you can buy a bucket for $1.50. Well, now with the tariffs, it's going to be $5, $6, $7. And by turns, free trade breaks down jobs here. It means that it hurts our, it means inflation kicks in. It also means that if you make a bucket here in the United States and sell it in China or Colombia or Mexico, it's going to be hit with a tariff and it's going to be less competitive. That means your job's at stake.
They already have jobs that they're saying that are at stake.
Yeah, a handful have already, and that's just going to get worse. So this is where I am deeply conflicted, and this is where the strip is. I'll come back to the original, to the point, I promise. And that is, can you be a conservative and support Donald Trump?
Well, people think they are.
They think they are because they're social conservatives, which I don't understand. I don't understand how you can be conservative and social conservative. How in the world can you think that you can have the government tell you your religion, your morals, who you can sleep with, how you can sleep with them?
Well, they only think it if it's, they agree with it.
Well, of course, yeah.
Which is like, stay out. They, like, for example, socialism. But there are, people are all up and against socialism, although Jesus was sort of socialist-y. And a lot of people say, well, that's because we don't want the government telling us to do that. But they don't mind the government saying you can't have an abortion.
Well, I think that's, I don't disagree with that. That's a different podcast.
Okay.
You and I disagree on that issue, and that's okay. But you're right.
But if you're going on for religious reasons.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's what they are doing, a lot of them.
And in fact, the Southern Baptist Convention for years had a plank to, I don't know what they call it, a platform, whatever they call whatever they did, and saying that a strict separation of church and state because they didn't want Roman Catholicism to tell them what to do.
It protects them. It protects you.
It protects everybody. So anyway, so what else do we have?
We have, there was a long, long comment about you not understanding the difference between progressive views and Marxism, and Leslie Piper once says, yeah, Stantis gets pretty thick sometimes, but he's a pretty good comic artist. It's not as if he's really supposed to understand anything very complex and abstract. Maybe one of the reasons I admire comics is the simplification of ideas in visual presentation, and so I hardly expect New Yorker-level prose. I just hope Stantis gets the difference between monopoly and capitalism.
Well, of course I do. First of all, monopoly was based on anti-capitalist feelings, so there's that. And to call me pretty thick, Leslie, I have to take umbrage at that because, you know, as far as economics go, I take a very, what I consider a fairly deep understanding of economics, particularly laissez-faire, because that's been my focus and my predilection of looking at things like, you know, Adam Smith, or looking at Ricardo, but also comparing Ricardo's view of cost of labor versus Marx's view of cost of labor, how those balance each other out. Now, if you want to have this discussion, we can. Go ahead and email me or at pricklycd@gmail.com or leave a comment, as you have. But the fact of the matter is, what I do and what most cartoonists do is take complex ideas and distill them into a simple idiom or idea and illustrate that. As Janine mentioned earlier, this is satire, so we have to simplify. But if I actually came out and discussed the Keynesian versus the Austrian model of economics, I would have precisely zero readers.
Right. It would be too long. People would just skip right over it.
And so, but to call me thick is, again, you're just insulting me, and I wouldn't call you thick, although I think someone who uses the word thick is pretty smart. That's kind of I've always thought that's a great word.
It is a good word. And Dog Day says, in defense of the tune, I'm betting this is a good distillation of the understanding of Marxism by the common man. Or by those wanting to take over the common man.
I think so, too. And I think Marxism, obviously, the whole gist is to refigure human nature. And that's always been my, Marx, I was talking to someone someone very smart, who said Marx was a great diagnostician, but his treatments were terrible. And I think that's probably true. I think I mentioned that a friend of mine's son has just gotten his bachelor's, and he was curious about capitalism and how awful it is and why is it so awful. And I had to send him some pieces from, again, the Austrian School of Economics, which was centered mostly in the University of Chicago with von Mises and with, what's his name? Starts with an M. Anyway, that guy who does those things, with numbers.
Those things, yeah.
But it talked about free trade and how capitalism actually helps people and raises, and there are literally millions of stories of how capitalism has been an effective tool against poverty, against a lot of things, against bigotry, against a lot of things, but it's also been used as a weapon, and that there are elements of capitalism that can be used and have been abused. And I think we're kind of entering those waters as you see the dispersion of the middle class in America, and not just America, but across the, you know, across the globe. And you have this gulf between rich and poor, and it's just getting wider. And that never ends well, by the way, especially for the rich, because there's a lot more poor, and they get mad, and they have pitchforks.
Yeah, guillotines.
Guillotines and torches. So what else do we have?
Oh, not even political, but several people mentioned this.
Yeah, Carmen is, I got this, and I wanted to respond to it, because I think there's something to it. And in fact, I wanted to mention that I'm writing about it this week. That Carmen is rude, because the whole storyline has been for the last few weeks that Carmen has been taken in by the Coyote family, and she has taken every opportunity to be kind of snarky about it.
She has. I mean, usually if someone says, hey, you want to play a game, you say yes or no. You don't complain about the game completely.
I do, and I think that, you know what? I think that is a great take, and one that I had not seen. I'm not sure how she's going to respond to it. Right now, it's rather snarkily. I've already written a couple of gags, but I think she may come around to say, you know, she's just as guilty as everyone else to dismissing other people's thoughts and concerns. So if you are one of those people who left a note either at Facebook or at gocomics.com, you know what? I think you have a point.
and this is something a lot of people don't understand. You are kind of a mix of both characters, so Carmen isn't always right and true all the time.
No, in fact, I've made her quite unright on a number of occasions, and she will be again. I think you and I can be snarky, and I can be rude, and I don't realize I'm being either. I probably am on this podcast.
Not so far that I know, but I'll have to listen to it and see.
Okay. What else do we
got? Just kind of on a fun note, your Sunday cartoon was the Wile E. Coyote type takeoff.
Oh, yes.
So Rabies65 said, Wile E. Coyote had all that money to buy things from the Acme catalog. Why didn't he just order from Omaha Steaks instead?
Does Omaha Steaks have Roadrunner?
I don't know, but it's meat. You don't have to eat the Roadrunner. You can get other food.
Yeah, you know.
Could have got tofu.
You know, my mind has just been blown by this. Who said this?
Rabies65.
Yeah, I never considered this, but you're absolutely right. But then again, I don't think coyotes actually order things through the mail.
Well, not real ones, but he's just talking about the cartoon because it is a cartoon.
It is a cartoon. And it's a good cartoon. I'm actually very proud of Prickly City. So thank you for those of you who comment, listen, I couldn't be happier that you do, even if you don't agree with me. But the fact that you're participating in this conversation.
And that's what your job is, to stimulate conversation.
Yes. I'm the straw that stirs the drink.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Thank you, Janine Fadich, and thank you, Brian Altimer and WGN Radio, for all the help recording this podcast. If you guys want to leave a comment or just follow the antics of Carmen and Winslow, please go to gocomics.com/prickly city. And like I said, leave a comment. Maybe we'll read it here on the podcast. If you want to talk to us directly, do so by writing to pricklycity@gmail.com. In the meantime, again, thanks everybody. Thank you, and we'll see you in the funny papers.